I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. If you're looking for a tough plant to grow in your shade garden with hostas and hellebores, look no further than astilbe. This tough perennial is native to Asia and North America and is hardy to Zone 3. It has few pests and consistently flowers every year. Although some gardeners think astilbes are a bit boring, newer varieties make this plant a stunning addition to a perennial flower garden. Astilbe is also called false spirea or false goat's beard for good reason. The plume-like flowers bloom in colors such as pink, red, peach, white, lavender, and purple. Even after the flowers fade in summer, many gardeners leave them on the plant for the attractive seed heads. Or you can deadhead them to highlight the dark green foliage that stays lush all summer. Some varieties even have bronze-colored leaves. Some of the modern hybrids to look for include the red fennel, pink Sister Teresa, peach blossom, and the purple visions. Chocolate Shogun features dark purple colored leaves with pink flowers. Grow astilbe in well-drained, moist soils high in organic matter. Add compost and mulch annually to help keep the bed looking great. The flowers and foliage stay lush all summer if the soil is kept moist. Otherwise, during dry summers and drought, the foliage may shrivel. These clumping perennials look best planted in groups so the flowers can really put on a show. Most grow only 18 inches tall, and some are short enough to use as ground covers. Plant them in part shade borders or even along a shady pond's edge or a stream. In deep shade, they may not flower as well. Other than the occasional Japanese beetle damage, astilbes have few pests. Divide clumps every 3 to 4 years to keep them looking good. And now for this week's tip. Yes, it's time to start tomato seeds indoors under lights. Grow plants for 6 weeks indoors before moving them into the garden. Brush the plants with your hand daily once the true leaves form to help keep them short and stocky. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about lavender. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.